Furthermore, after leaving all his associates, the king surrendered himself as a disciple to the son of Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami, and thus he was able to understand the actual position of the personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Ajita is significant here. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is known as Ajita, or unconquerable, and he is so in every respect. No one can know his actual position. He is unconquerable by knowledge also. We have heard about his dham, or place, eternal Goloka Vrindavan, but there are many scholars who interpret this abode in different ways. But by the grace of a spiritual master like Sukadeva Goswami, unto whom the king gave himself up as a most humble disciple, one is able to understand the actual position of the Lord, his eternal abode, and his transcendental paraphernalia in that dham, or abode. Knowing the transcendental position of the Lord and the transcendental method by which one can approach that transcendental dham, the king was confident about his ultimate destination. And by knowing this, he could leave aside everything material, even his own body, without any difficulty of attachment. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Param drishtar nivartate. One can give up all connection with material attachment when one is able to see the param, or the superior quality of things. From Bhagavad Gita, we understand the quality of the Lord's energy that is superior to the material quality of energy. And by the grace of a bona fide spiritual master, like Sukadeva Goswami, it is quite possible to know everything of the superior energy of the Lord, by which the Lord manifests his eternal name, quality, pastimes, paraphernalia, and variegatedness. Unless one thoroughly understands this superior or eternal energy of the Lord, it is not possible to leave the material energy, however one may theoretically speculate on the true nature of the Absolute Truth. By the grace of Lord Krishna, Maharaj Parikshit was able to receive the mercy of such a personality as Sukadeva Goswami, and thus he was able to know the actual position of the unconquerable Lord. It is very difficult to find the Lord from the Vedic literatures, but it is very easy to know him by the mercy of a liberated devotee like Sukadeva Goswami.